And next, I just want to bring up a great friend, somebody who's very eloquent, a lot of charisma. We really enjoy him and appreciate him and the work he's done for the movement in his research and investigative writing. He's got a great little bookstore and coffee shop in Brooklyn in the Flatbush section called Vox Pop, where they provide books, coffee, and revolution. Please bring up Sander Hicks.
Thank you. Thank you, Les. It's great to be here with you in this sacred space. And I'm really feeling that spirit, Jim. I'm feeling that spirit of truth, feeling that spirit of unity. And I'm here not on behalf of myself, but on behalf of the Green Party and our U.S. Senate candidate, who I'm here to introduce. But in the bigger picture, I wanted to say a few words, maybe take about 5 minutes or so, and fully introduce U.S. Senate candidate Howie Hawkins properly by talking about the movement. I'm a part of the anti-war pro-peace movement. I'm a spiritual progressive myself. I'm also part of that fabled anti-globalization movement that shut down the WTO in November of 99 and gave them a reason to do 9/11, right? Remember that? Who remembers that? Who remembers the anti-globalization movement that was able to shut down corporate globalization? Well, there's a reason that 9/11 happened. The right wing is in a crisis of legitimacy. They realize that after Vietnam, they have to create spectacles. They have to stun the population into submission, right? However, what we're seeing now, and this is the emphasis that I want to bring here. We've heard a lot from this esteemed panel about the problem, but we haven't heard about the solution. We haven't heard about the activists who are actually putting up candidates who are actually thinking about the future. And the Green Party is a part of that movement. We have a gigantic pro-peace movement in this country, a movement that believes in feminism and economic sustainability and justice and nonviolence and direct action, right? Right? It's a mass movement, but it lacks an electoral representation. And I'm here to say that there are candidates out there. You're not going to hear about them in the corporate media, but you will hear about them at forums like this, in independent media. And the people are with us. Remember 9/12/01? You remember the abuse and misuse of the American flag? Do you remember how every single highway was covered with gigantic trucks and cars with flags? And half the time, the flags would get knocked off. And if you're a former Girl Scout or Boy Scout, you know that the flag is not supposed to be abused like that, that the flag is supposed to mean something. But the country was so stunned and angry and violated by 9/11 that everyone was going into this extreme jingoistic patriotism that's a pseudo-patriotism. Well, it's worn off. And I can't believe that none of the esteemed panel here has thought it relevant to mention the fact that the U.S. State Department is on the offensive against us. Right now, a week ago, the U.S. State Department issued a statement attacking our movement. And the corporate media followed suit, the New York Times, the Washington Post. They're attacking us. Why? The Scripps Howard poll, the Zogby poll from this summer. The majority of Americans are waking up. 42% according to the Zogby poll, 36% according to the Scripps Howard poll. These are not internet polls, people. These are scientific polls that are showing that the abuse of the flag and the extreme jingoistic worldview that was forced upon us by 9/11 has begun to fade.